You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You know, a lot of doom and gloom these days.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about things to look forward to
out of the gate in
September.
Okay.
U.S. Open, if you're a tennis fan.
Oh.
That's through September the 12th. It's good news for tennis lovers.
That's a real stretch.
The NFL season, football season starts in about a week.
I'm excited.
That makes
a lot
more people happy, I think.
Let's go Lions!
Yep. Lots of college football.
College football.
If you're a golf fan, the Ryder Cup starts on the 24th. I know Chuck has been anxiously awaiting this one. In movies, the new Cinderella remake.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the... I heard they're going to go in a totally different direction than anything you've ever heard of for Cinderella before.
Camila,
totally new direction.
Camila Cabello plays
Cinderella. Some fans.
James Corden is in it somehow, I'm not sure.
He's the fairy godmother.
He's the fairy godmother.
That would make sense.
Okay, yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
I wonder
if
that's why he did that flash mob thing he was making the news about.
They
did
yeah,
like
probably.
A flash mob
must have been.
Yeah.
For sure. He was making the news because he took a stranger's blunt and started smoking it. Like, just some dude walking by, he grabbed his blunt.
That's how he's promoting Cinderella?
Yeah.
I told you, Lisa, it's a totally different direction
twist,
for Cinderella.
It's
I'm
a
not
whole
kidding.
New twist on Cinderella.
She starts on OnlyFans.
She starts on OnlyFans.
So people were freaking out. They're like, it's COVID. And he just took a stranger's blunt and started smoking it.
I would be more concerned with someone who might decide they want to dabble in some PCP at the same time in their blunt.
It's a
thing.
Much more powerful drug.
Yeah.
What an outfit he's wearing.
I think he's dressed as a mouse.
Oh.
He must be one of the mice.
He's got to be then, right?
He's probably the chubby mouse that they make the necklace out of his tail when they're trying to steal jewels to make her dress.
Yeah.
Sure.
If it sticks to the cartoon. I don't know the actual real movie, but I know the cartoon.
I think I don't know what his name is. He's the very, very flamboyantly out gay black actor.
I don't know.
I forget his name. I think he may be the fairy godmother, judging by his outfit.
Yeah.
Or the fairy godfather.
He has the
I think
the
that's
stick.
Their twist. We got a sassy black godfather.
Are they going to run a train on Cinderella on that woman's car?
I told you it's different. It's going to be totally different. She has an OnlyFans.
I mean, she's arched on the hood of the car like she's ready for the chubby mouse to come deliver the cheese.
I'm not sure train is involved, but...
They're not interested.
Well, do they want to make money?
That hits Amazon Prime on Friday, Chuck. So just a few more days.
I know.
Two
I'm
more
excited.
Sleeps.
And I'm excited.
You get to see it.
I've actually already seen it because I'm a part of the
fan club.
Lovely.
Everything's different.
Subscribe
now,
to Cinderella's OnlyFans.
They can't do anything the same. Everything has to be changed
weird.
Up. Yep.
Strange.
Also, Clint Eastwood's new movie, Cry Macho, which apparently is awesome. It hits HBO Max September 17th. So if you're a fan of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, like a 100-year-old man.
Yeah,
in some kind of situation.
Is he acting in it or is he directing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's acting because I think I saw a clip of him punching somebody in the face. And I was like, ooh, I don't know how much longer
how can he
keep
do
this
that?
Up.
Well,
let's see if it's here's the trailer for it. Here's Cry Macho.
Back when we had winners, I was afraid to lose you to the competition. 5 times you won the All-American.
He looks like
a
horse.
A long time ago, wasn't it?
Horseman? A bucking bronco rider.
The accident.
Well, they can't put him horseback these days. He falls, he'll break everything.
Just cut you loose. You gonna say anything?
Oh, do I,
Howard? I've always thought of you as a small, weak, and gutless man.
You're 99. You know? Don't make me kill you.
No reason to be rude.
So he directs it. He stars in it.
Hmm.
He's got the full old man voice now.
Oh, he does.
It's shaky a little bit. I don't have any desire to see it.
I thought when he was like, are you going to say anything? Because he shut the door. He's so old. I thought he was going to be like, ow.
Yeah.
That was after the accident. And he tried to close that door.
You going to say anything?
Ow. Oh, God.
That's all he says through the whole movie.
Right.
Ouch.
Ow.
No. That'd be hard.
I'm sure it'll be great.
He's really good at both directing and acting.
He is still in his hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah. His hundreds. He's close. There's so much new TV. I can't list it all, but a few shows coming back. Billions season two of the...
When does that come back?
Middle of this month, I think.
Okay, good.
You'll season like two.
Yeah, it's good.
Of the morning show on Apple TV Plus, another one of Chuck's favorites, Dancing with the Stars, is back.
Oh yeah,
NCIS, NCIS. I'm sure another.
I was getting ramped up watching that yesterday on USA Network.
Yeah,
something for everyone. Huh?
The Voice, The Conners, The Masked Singer, Survivor. They're doing a Wonder Years reboot, which nobody wanted.
Mm-hmm. What season of Survivor is it? I know we ask this every single time, but I'm always like, I'm always shocked by it. My parents have watched every one too.
I think it's 31 or 41. I thought.
Oh, no, they're
41.
They've done 41 episodes or seasons of Survivor.
So how long do you think it will go for?
141, at least. Yeah.
I can't believe people still watch it.
Because I don't know what it'll take.
You know what? It's cheap, and it probably does fairly well in the ratings, so they'll never cancel it.
My parents watch it every time.
Yeah.
And so, I think my
parents do, too. They got our parents.
Yeah.
Right? Back in the day.
Right.
And stick with it. Like, my parents still watch Big Brother.
Right. Oh, so and, like, no one
that's
is.
That's a crazy,
that's a crazy now, thing. I don't know if that's just... Do they ever watch the European one? The one that happens, like, in the UK? They have access to that?
No, I don't think
Because that
do.
Was a gigantic show.
That's still, I think it's still big over there.
Yeah, that was a gigantic show. So I don't know if they had any influence
That's
on that.
That's the one that shows the nudity?
I don't know if they show that much nudity. The ones from like, Czechoslovakia.
Germany.
That's like they just bang right in front of the camera.
We used to watch that show all the time.
Oh my God.
First came out. But it was like 3 days a week. It was like such a commitment. Like,
yeah, it was.
Just to see what these idiots were doing in this house. Like, what? It was so invested for several seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your parents just kept
My parents have not given up. Some big award shows happen this month that no one will care about. The MTV Video Awards are on the 12th, the Emmys are the 19th. And finally, the holidays. Monday is Labor Day. The 22nd is the first day of fall. Beer Lovers Day is the 7th. For you Jewish folks like Jason, Yom Kippur. Coming up on the 15th and 16th. Well, give us a little Jewish lesson. What's a Yom Kippur?
Well, it's not very uplifting. It's the day of repenting, so... All your sins.
Ooh, you'll be busy.
you repent for those. But the New Year's, Rosh Hashanah, is coming up actually this Monday. Your list might not have that. That's the new year. Apples, honey, harvest, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Yom Kippur is sad. I mean, it's
Rosh Hashanah sounds like it's
party time.
Yeah, so you party before you repent.
It's our new year.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's like almost 6,000. We're on a different time frame.
Sure.
Yeah.
Than the rest of you.
Yeah, the ancient Jews.
I guess.
Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up on the 19th. Remember the first year we did a couple years ago just to drive Lisa crazy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It works
every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wears.
We did a whole day of it or something.
Like show. We did a whole show in a pirate voice.
Ooh.
We were
only allowed to talk 2 minutes an hour, though.
So it wasn't.
As bad as you think.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
It seemed like we talked for hours.
Yeah. Well, we probably did it the whole time off the air. As well.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no place to go at that moment.
No
office to hide in.
Pepperoni Pizza Day is coming up on the 20th of the month.
That's solid.
National Pancake Day coming up on the 26th of the month. This next message came to us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. This guy said, here's the deal. I'm 43. Due to medical concerns with both my parents, I had to move back in with them to help them out.
Okay.
Anyways, recently met this girl. She has 3 kids, I'd say between 20 and 24. They all still live with her. They don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So our sex life is very complicated, to say the least. Our only option right now is hotels. The problem is, I've asked her to pay half, and she says that's not right. She says, you're the one that's inviting me to have sex with you. But at the same time, you're asking me to pay half.
She's got a real valid point to me.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like if I know I'm going to have sex, what you're going to start getting all wishy-washy with the bill. What is it? $40?
On a regular, though, that adds up.
The money, right?
I guess.
Forking out for
you
the...
I don't know.
So many.
Maybe doesn't know how long a dry spell really can be.
We can give him a number, a couple places around here that rent out by the hour. Might save him some money.
Not a bad idea. Medical bills after will be high. Whatever you catch.
Yes, that's on, you know, you're on your own for that.
Yeah, you could pay the price down the road, but it could save you money in the short term. But the solution is, it sounds like either you got to suck it up and pay it, or you don't have sex, because you're going to turn her off, I think, if you keep asking to split the bill. I get it. I think some women would volunteer to say, hey, tonight's on me. But it doesn't sound like she's that way. So you know that, given her response. So now you have to decide, can I afford it?
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so he's living with both parents that have medical concerns. She has three kids in their 20s, all still in the house.
Why to me,
are they all still in the house?
I don't know.
None of them have jobs. Right, to me, if I move back in with my parents and I still had my job, I could afford a hotel occasionally to have sex with someone. Like, yeah, my parents are probably spending the money, or like the paying for their house.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for a house.
True. As long as they've got medical coverage and you're not on the hook for that. We don't know what the dude's situation
is. No,
really.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. You want a girl to pay half. I'm not shocked when a girl does not want to pay half for any kind of...
Right. Hookup.
Hookup. Date.
No, I'm not sure if I've ever rented a hotel just to have sex.
I have.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was the hope. But I don't think that was like,
well, that's what I mean.
Like, sex palace for a night.
Put my money down on a sex palace, please. Your finest sex palace.
You just
How long
go
did you
to
live with your parents, Dave?
I was out at
he left.
There's the reason.
Yeah.
19.
I spent plenty of dollars on getting it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I didn't. I mean, maybe when I was in my teens. I don't know. I can't recall, but I don't think I ever was like, got to get a sex room.
Yeah. I mean, it's another thing, too, to know that it's like 100% guaranteed. Like, that's what we're doing this for.
Like, together.
You know? Yeah.
Would it be uncouth for a man in his 40s to bring a woman over in his parents' house and, like, go down to the basement? And,
No girl wants, not even in her
40s?
No,
not even in his 40s?
You can't do that.
No way.
No, you can't do that.
No. Shed? Do they have a shed?
There's no chance.
A banging shed? Let me move the lawnmower here. Lay down. Let me just move the lawnmower and this mulch. Here,
I can't imagine banging someone in my parents'
basement. Rest your head on the fertilizer.
Okay. Jason the Jew is pretty good at banging on a budget. Jason, any tips?
What a way to intro it, Dave.
Banging on a budget.
Banging on a budget with Jason the Jew. It's a great series.
I'll help you out.
What's your tip?
Well, I mean, you got to take it outside, and you got to be cautious of authorities if you want to pinch pennies.
Outside, but in your 40s?
Yeah, why not? I don't know how fancy she is, if she like needs a bed, but I don't need a bed to have sex.
Yeah, you're like, just get a tent, right?
Well, woods, you can do it in a car.
Yeah, this guy will do it anywhere. He's done it in a...
In your 20s, yeah.
Yeah, your 40s.
This guy still keeps doing it.
It's like the MacGyver of sex.
He is.
He'll I can turn anything into a sexual location.
If she really likes you, she'll do it in the car.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. But that or just cough up the money.
A lot of girls clearly have bad stuff associated with car stuff, and then they just like tell you, "I'm never doing it in a car again."
Well, having sex in a car
is terrible, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I think that it's like the most like crazy incentive to get out of your parents' house is to not have to worry about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is Banging on a Budget with Jason the Jew.
Tune in next week when I'll tell you how to save money having sex in a porta potty. You don't want to do it in a public restroom? Well, let me tell you. There's a lot of places around the town that you can get a BJ. See you next week, folks.
That'd be my new favorite TikTok.
Bye, Jason.
Thanks for tuning in.
I love it.
Banging on a budget.
Pretty good content.
I like it a lot.
I wonder what other places around town you can go to get a BJ.
I don't want to give away any of his secrets.
He's got me hooked for the next week's episode.
Yeah, I
know. $5 a month, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Worth it.
You know the place here, the hotel, motel, that murder motel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone died at a few weeks ago.
The lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That place, okay, so you guys know I would get busted for speeding at least a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's really slow here. Never. The cops are there pretty much every morning. So they're not patrolling the street.
Because they're busy. There.
For
they're
speeders. Just,
yeah.
They're at, something happens at that motel almost every night.
Jeez.
Where there's like troopers
well,
there.
Can I be honest? Like, there's no one there staying there for business.
No.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a stay here for business motel. It's just a, it's a
drug and
you
sex.
Hate to say it, but yeah.
You hate to say it.
You hate to say what
drugs
it is.
Drugs and sex.
But it's drugs and sex.
Drugs and sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why that dude got shot in the head as he opened the door there.
Yeah. Yep. So it's got to be a wild thing to own one of those. What a weird move.
Well, and it's a, and we've said it before, it's like a big, it's a big chain now, right?
Yeah, it
like
is.
It was bought up by
it
a big chain.
It was bought out by a chain.
They didn't realize what they were buying.
I don't think they did. I really don't. But at some point, you're like, we got to get out.
Yeah.
Well, I think like they probably are sitting around in a board meeting discussing like their many, many properties that are on islands and fancy locations. And then someone's like, hey, just a heads up. We got a thing out of Detroit where a guy in one of our hotels had his head blown off. And then the more they get of those reports, eventually I think they'll make their way out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this latest review.
There we go.
This hotel is a death trap. They have cleaned the rooms. Do not go here. It is not safe, especially for kids. They have cameras. Not enough to ensure safety. Just look on the news.
Yeah. I just, like, the people that are...
Those are the kind of places where people that get out of jail or, like, homeless people...
Yeah, they need a place to stay.
Like, they stay there.
Yeah. Like you finally get enough money
to get a room.
To get
stuff.
A room. Get clean.
I mean, we've seen worse. Some pictures of the
it's room. Not as crazy as I thought it'd be.
No.
No, well, they,
I mean,
just
they do have a picture of the police there.
They have a picture of the police there because the police are always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have a. Oh, yeah, that's it. Ooh, that's. That ain't good. Oh, Tom Selleck's on the TV. You know it's good.
Tom Selleck.
I mean, they've done renovations.
Yeah,
like,
they
look,
did.
That
I mean,
place came in.
Every other picture.
Well, that's when that person that might have been.
Line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We've seen this person before. Look at that.
Ooh,
look at the murder
God.
That's happened in the center of that bed.
Oh no.
Is that
no.
before the renovation?
Let's hope.
Looks...
Let's hope it was.
I mean.
Oh my. Holy
Oh. Mm. Oh, that looks like someone finaled on the lamp. Girl, you left your panties under the sink.
Anyone
How wild is that? Not,
them, they're on the pipe.
Oh, them big.
Well, sure, they're big. A little bit big.
Maybe that was used to stop a leak from the pipe. They had to tie it off.
I don't know what someone has done there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so you left your shoe.
That's a they dead man's shoe.
Dead man's shoe. Dead man's shoe. I saw that movie. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be there. Dwayne is with us here. We're talking about banging on a budget for this guy that can't find a place for his lady. What do you think, Dwayne?
Good morning, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
It is quite possible. I was in my 40s and a little bit ago, and I met a woman and dated a woman who was also in the same age in her 40s. And she was, same thing, staying at her parents' house because of their medical issues. She had to live with them. I didn't have any issues of that, no kids, no parents, anything like that. So we would just go over there and do it at her parents' house because both of them were deaf as posts. I mean, you could you could have a blow up a bomb downstairs.
And they
it
would know.
It was strange to me at first. It was very weird. But, you know, the other guy takes over the thought process and you go with it. And after a while, it would become normal, but it was still a little. I'd walk past him. How you doing, Mrs. and Mrs. You know, whatever their name was, and go downstairs, knowing within 10 minutes I was going to be, you know,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, the chances of finding two fairly deaf people is going to be tough. right? You can't.
Well, if you got to know the you got to know the situation. Like if they can't really walk down any stairs and they're deaf, it's easier.
Then you're good. You'll never get busted.
Yeah,
this place is pricier than I thought.
Yes,
it is.
I'm surprised.
Right. Usually those places are like $50 a night. Or something.
I bet if you go there,
it's cheaper.
I bet if you go there and go to the front desk, I bet you can really talk them down. That's my guess.
Yeah.
That it says that when you want to book online. But I think a lot of people are just getting a hooker and then going there, you know? Like,
yeah.
Really? Like, so this is like the nice place to
take like
them?
It's like the nicer place to take a hooker for the night.
Well, listen, the parking lot's filled every morning.
I think that tells you something.
Every morning.
Yeah.
It's never empty, this place.
Yep.
I think it was a photo of a hooker that you went through in the slideshow there.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Was that? You think that was a hooker?
I think there were two.
You think they'd do that like her?
Like that's one.
Yeah.
I think that's one 100,000%.
Yeah.
She her makeup like, job gives it away.
Yeah. And just methy body.
Oh, look, she posts pictures at hotels all over the place. Does that mean she's currently on duty there? That's all she does is post pictures from hotels.
Yeah.
So.
Motels. And French toast sheets.
Girl of my dreams right there.
Oh my God, she's posted so...
Oh, she's got... Okay, so that was her other friend.
Oh, yeah, she got a friend.
Yeah, they
tag team back again.
Oh, man, that's some...
Oh, God. Oh,
we're on meth.
Basically, oh my God.
That's not great.
Showing her methy ass all over Google.
Oh my gosh. Your methy ass is on Google.
Your methy ass is on Google, bitch.
Look at the bruises.
She's got some bruises.
Yeah, she does. Is she pregnant? Is this hoe pregnant?
Yeah, probably a little.
Aw, damn.
Probably a little.
Well, look at her holding her gut.
She's got a pooch.
Slightly pregnant.
You don't put your hand on your gut like that if you're just a little chubby, right?
Well, that's the
I'm with child pose.
Unless you got diarrhea from all the horn.
I don't know. I think she's like pulling the skin. It's hard to say, you know.
Wow, she's got so many whore pictures on Google. It's crazy. And she got like an okay face. I mean, okay.
I mean, it's not as bad as
I've seen so many worse whores.
There are worse whores.
There are definitely worse whores.
Yeah. And she can look better than others sometimes, obviously, like everybody. Mm-hmm. But, see, like, they just show their ass off on...
They must hang out there a lot.
Right, so that's how they get business?
Yeah. Well, there must be people that know that you can just go there and that there are hookers just hanging out outside.
Yeah.
Right? Like, cut to the chase. Why bother... walk in the streets when you can just hang out right at the hotel, and if guys are regulars, they know.
She puts her name right on
there. You know.
Yeah, well, that's...
So that's all her. Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, this is her profile. 102 whore photos on there. Wow. Hmm. There's a new way to do business.
Mm-hmm.
Post your whore pics on a Google review of the hotel motel.
Probably was like a stripper way back in the day.
Right. Those are two cracked out looking ladies.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Catch them down the street. And to the dude, listen, as we said earlier, if she's not up for going in halfsies, then you're on your own. Either you want to bang her at a hotel or you don't bang her.
Or you do it half as much. You know? Like, I'd also say, like, all right, well, then we're not going to date. Like, we won't go to dinner.
Yeah. You got to, like, fix your situation if these kind of problems will arise.
Yep. Yeah.
And stay tuned for the next edition of Banging on a Budget with Jason the Jew.
That's exciting.
Coming up sometime in the near future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
But now you probably heard of a cop in Alabama named Eric Fields that looks just like The Rock. If you haven't, I'm going to show you this, dude. This is one where it lives up to the hype. in certain photos from certain angles anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like just like the real Rock. Well, now the real Rock has heard of him too. And I'll show you the pictures here. So that's the guy. That picture, I thought, okay, just kind of. But then
there's one from below or whatever that.
When they did a.
Yeah, right there.
This is the Rock's tweet himself. He tweeted this out. Doing a side-by-side of him and this cop from Alabama who looks just like him. He said, yeah. Oh, crap, wow. Mm. Stay safe, brother, and thank you for your service. One day we'll drink Terramana, the Rock's tequila, and I need to hear all your Rock stories because I know you got them.
That guy does look like the Rock when
he does like that.
Certain way.
You'd get laid so hard if you looked like... You were a police officer, looked like the Rock?
Yeah, I mean, he was fine, you know what I mean? He would have been killing it even before the Rock.
Sure.
If I had those arms, I'd be killing it.
If I was friends with that guy, I'd be taking him everywhere. I'd be like, do you guys know who this guy is? This is the Rock, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be waiting in line for anything anymore.
Does he know who this is?
This is the Rock, man.
Yeah, you just pretend you're the Rock's assistant at
handler,
that point.
You know, I'm his handler.
Hi, listen, the Rock is...
Mr. Johnson's here. We need to... Yeah. Can we get a table, please? You know, he doesn't have time to wait. He's on a very busy filming schedule right now. So,
like, sir, this is Taco Bell.
You guys can just come in and sit down.
The Rock loves the smell of what you're cooking. And he loves cheesy gordita crunches.
That's funny.
I'm not sure you would need to say too much there to get into certain places. But
you just tell them, if anybody looks at you sideways, you threaten to slap the taste out of their mouth.
I'll be honest, though. The Rock needs to start to really concentrate on getting in shape.
Yeah, man. He's really letting himself go.
I've always thought he was lazy.
I've always thought that about The Rock.
Let's see. What does he work out like three times a day or something stupid?
I think he like has a semi-truck that carries around a whole gym everywhere he goes or whatever.
Yeah.
Portable gym.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah, people are...
I still like The Rock, though. I still like The Rock.
People that get pulled over by him freak out where they think The Rock.
I think so. The Rock's here.
Right? They probably think it's some sort of like where's the camera?
Right.
Yeah. The
Rock? Like it's a reality show.
Yes, they don't believe it's a real police officer. And I'm sure that leads to some testy moments.
I love the idea of him asking for the ID. And they're like, what's your name or whatever?
It doesn't matter what your name is.
legitimate question. Do you think if he quit being a police officer and went into being a Rock impersonator full time,
yes,
he'd make more money, right? Don't you think there's more money?
Well, number one, it'd be safer.
Yeah, it'd be safer
100% right off the bat.
Like all those Vegas clubs and different places that hire.
I would assume that he would be fine. To me, he's probably the most convincing guy who looks like The Rock I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to get the eyebrow down, though. If you can't do the eyebrow, it's not going to work.
I know.
You gotta really practice with the facial muscles.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You either can do that or you can't.
Well,
like, I can't do that either. I can't make it.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm going to stop trying before you guys laugh at me.
Mm.
We are off to Florida. If you're on a first date, it's safe to say that they probably don't. You don't want to go on a high speed chase.
That's not like a
ideal.
Especially running from the cops. It's exactly what happened the other night. A 23-year-old Florida man named Taylor Beverly.
Uh-huh.
That should have gave you a clue that something's up already. Uh-huh. Somehow he didn't get that. He had his date hop on a motorcycle with him the other night.
Oh, a motorcycle high-speed chase, Dave?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
At some point, Taylor ran a red light.
Yeah. You knew he would.
Well, Taylor saw a cop at that intersection as he was blowing through it. And the cop instantly turned on his lights. But Taylor didn't stop.
Oh, no.
In fact, Taylor sped up.
Oh, man.
With his first date on the back of his motorcycle, he hit well over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, running many, many other red lights. Taylor was eventually caught, though. Thankfully, before him or his date died.
Yeah.
He told police, I'm just trying to show off for the lady. You can cut me some slack.
Hmm.
They're like, no.
They're not gonna.
The woman was terrified. She said she was screaming at him to stop the whole time, but he refused.
Yeah. He probably doesn't say, he doesn't stop when ladies ask him to stop. Probably not.
Taylor was charged with a felony for fleeing the cops. He was released after posting $10,000 bond. He does have a rap sheet already.
Sure.
It includes convictions for cocaine possession, grand theft, and passing counterfeit checks. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check him out. Hmm. There is Taylor Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
His hair is real stupid.
It absolutely really is.
It's shaved in the front.
It's a very bizarre cut. In fact, and to have it so kept on the sides and everything, but then have your beard to be just completely disheveled and not taken care of, very odd look.
He can't decide what he wants.
Exactly. Right. Am I a hipster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
What is he? He can't decide.
I'm going to guess that's a no on a second.
The thing that's terrifying about the high-speed chase on a motorcycle is that at some speeds, you fall off and just start falling to pieces.
Oh, yeah. Like arms
fall. So imagine being the person on the back.
Oh, man.
Not in having control.
Yeah.
Terrified for your life. First of all, you don't even know this guy. It's your first date.
You don't know that guy.
Uh-huh. No.
She made a mistake.
Yeah.
Sometimes women pick the wrong guys.
A lot of times.
Or he could have appeared totally different in his profile.
Yeah, but like you said, you don't go on a motorcycle with him. You don't even know him.
No.
Yeah.
Would you have, I know you were attracted to the bad boys. Would you have hopped on a guy's motorcycle on a first date, though?
No, I don't think so.
No, not even
that. Unless I knew you for a bit.
Yeah, unless maybe you knew the guy and he's had a motorcycle for years or whatever. And I mean, obviously, this guy was actually decent at driving it. He did not kill them.
If a woman, I love the idea. If a woman pulled up to your house, Chuck, on a first date on a motorcycle and said, hop on.
I'd get right in the sidecar.
Would you do it?
Right in the sidecar.
I would too.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Wow.
Whatever
the girl's here to see me.
I've never ridden behind anyone on a motorcycle.
That's probably a good thing.
You mean sat on one with somebody?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
I never have.
Yeah, no. I've actually, legitimately never ridden a motorcycle.
I haven't either. They made me get in a sidecar here once. But
yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a day.
It's a nightmare.
A picture.
I saw a sidecar the other day. I saw a guy driving around had a sidecar.
Really? You don't see him a lot.
No, you don't.
I think it would be hard to have a motorcycle lady if you weren't a motorcycle fella.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Right?
You have to be
I think
a couple,
that's got to match up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a lifestyle.
Right.
Because there's this, she's like this smoking hot Asian girl that rides like a crotch rocket style motorcycle, and her TikTok is gigantic. It's just videos of her riding her motorcycle. But it's you realize, that can't be my girl if I'm not as cool as that. Like, I'm out. Like,
I used to know an attractive woman who would ride. That was her. But she didn't fit. You wouldn't expect it.
Right.
It was really strange. But.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time if Amber was just like, I'm heading out in my hog. I'll see you later, man.
All right, good luck,
babe. Let me know when you're home.
Yep. She had one of the, street bike.
Yeah, a little crotch rocket one. Ninja style.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was a long
Yeah, that's
time
what
ago,
this girl but. Has, too.
Yeah.
My 6'2" Marine boyfriend rides on the back of my bike, this woman said, who texted in.
Well, she is a hell of a woman.
She is. Mm. There's a man that has nothing to prove, though.
No.
Right?
No. He's a Marine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Lisa.
But I'd have
this is the guy Lisa would fall for. Dude who lives near me has a sidecar on his bike, and his golden retriever sits in it wearing black goggles.
Aww.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see if you get on the back of that bike.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. I do love
it. But the golden retriever, I'll get in the sidecar.
That's hilarious.
<Cuddle. He's>
We're ready.
I think it's great when people put goggles on dogs.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker. You'd be having the worst day, and then you could see that. And
can
be
you imagine
all right.
that going by you on the road?
Oh,
greatest day ever.
That's great.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
What a way to get ladies.
Oh, pfft.
Yeah.
Your dog with goggles on in the sidecar.
Yeah, it's like you have the motorcycle already, and then you just were like, how can upgrade this too?
The only thing that is even close to that for picking up chicks is getting one of those bulldogs that skateboards.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty decent plan as well.
Damn amazing.
Oh, where's my dog? I'm sorry. He has a tendency to take the skateboard out and...
Yep.
Skateboard.
He's out there doing tricks.
There he is. He just did an ollie.
Let's just say, I'm sure James is thankful this didn't happen to him when he was working at a gas station in Arizona. Police have arrested a man who set a gas station on fire.
Oh, man.
Just so he could steal some beer from it.
Just grab the beer and leave. You don't have to set it on fire because now I got to run and I don't want to run.
In fact, he didn't do this once. He did it multiple times at multiple Phoenix area Circle K locations.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I dodged a bullet. That was my former employer.
Right? I know it was.
Same region and everything.
I wonder if it was, could it have been one of yours where it happened at?
I have the locations here. 61-year-old Dennis Barrett has been arrested. He allegedly set fire to trash cans inside three different Circle K stores. Investigators believe he set the fires to create a distraction so then he could run in and steal some beer. The first one was a trash can inside a Circle K near Broadway and 32nd Avenue. Police say surveillance footage recorded him setting a fire and then running out of the store with stolen beer. The cashier was too distracted, of course, by the blaze to notice. He used the same tactic at two other Circle K locations on Southern Avenue. And then he set fires in trash cans inside each of those stores, both times fleeing with stolen beer, each time stealing more beer.
Right.
He reportedly stole beer for a fourth time, but did not use the fire distraction on the fourth time. Every time he left the store in a black Ford Edge, they later found out that car was stolen a few days before he started this fire/crime spree. They finally tracked him down, though they arrested him the other day in the stolen car. He admitted he was the one in the surveillance videos. He's now facing three counts of arson of an occupied structure and four counts of shoplifting. There is his mugshot.
It's crazy. Beer is so cheap.
You just take it, you know? Just go take it.
Right.
You just don't need to set a fire, especially with the rules that they have.
Yeah.
You know?
If someone came into your Circle K gas station, lifted up a case of beer, and walked out the door, what was procedure? Just to report
Please
it?
Stop.
Yep. Hey, don't do that. Oh, you're still doing it. Okay, now you're gone. All right, now I got to call. I got to fill out a form. I got to call the police and report it. And it would happen in front of customers, too, because there was one time a guy got smart with me because he's like, aren't you going to go chase him down and stop him? And I'm like, no, not allowed to. And he's like, so I could just take my stuff right now and leave? I'm like, I mean, if you really want to, I mean, you can, but that's kind of a D-head move. You want to pay for it or not? And then, you know, he paid for it. Like,
yeah, well, because
the policy is don't chase them because people chase them out and then they stab you with a needle, they stab you with a knife.
Yeah.
Like there was a dude that got like critically injured because some dude stole some beef jerky and then he ended up getting stabbed.
Yeah.
So it's just silly. Now that this guy is going and starting fighters at a gas station, I can't think of a more terrifying scenario to be in.
Right. No. And the truth is, like that guy who asked you what, I could just walk out with it. It's like, well, yeah, but I mean, I got a great picture of your face and the cops will be calling you any minute. Yeah. You want to be dumbass. A criminal?
Also, Stu, you come in every other day. So, if you really want to walk out with that stuff, that's fine. You know, go ahead and go for it. But we're on a first name basis. You come in, you buy two packs of Marlboro Reds, and you come in every other day to get those. Sometimes you get your scratcher ticket, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get some combos and a Pepsi. But, you know, if you want to leave with the smokes and the Pepsi, that's fine, Stu, but I will have to report it to the police.
Yeah. Poor Stu.
Tell your wife Samantha I said hi. She comes in every morning for coffee.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about Stu is I will admit that sometimes I'm like, why the hell am I being the... responsible one. You know what I mean? Like all this crap's happening around you and you're like, well, I'm doing things right.
Well, yeah, like anytime I hear about like someone didn't pay taxes for 25 years and then they were like fined, you know, $5,000 for it. You know, like I'm always like, wow, like all the rest of us do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people live in a luxury home for nothing. Right. They just find a luxury
home. They write
off
their wife as their housekeeper or they do like
whatever
the most ridiculous
thing.
They're fine.
You know? Yeah. And it's just, well.
But then
You don't want to be a criminal, though.
You don't. And I want to sleep at night knowing they're not going to pound down my door and arrest me at any moment.
Exactly.
This is a weird thing to be obsessed with. But there's a 93-year-old woman in Kansas named Phyllis Brinkerhoff.
Okay.
Phyllis loves herself some hokey pokey.
Let's play.
So for her birthday, her neighbor surprised her with a flash mob in her front yard.
What the hell is this?
I'm going to grab my gun.
I got to kill people today.
Here's what happened. Here's the story now from CBS News. Let's take a listen into their report if we can.
Her dancing days are done. Phyllis Brinkerhoff of Prairie Village, Kansas says she's not too old to appreciate a sick beat. In fact, Mrs. B, as she's known in the neighborhood, is obsessed with one dance song in particular.
It's just a fun, joyous song.
You put your right arm in.
The hokey pokey. You know how when you love a song, you want your friends to love it too? Well, that's why Mrs. B
gave find some kindergarten
Melody Renders a hokey pokey CD and started talking about the song constantly.
I couldn't see her name pop up on my phone, and I just thought, oh, it's the hokey pokey.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Mrs. B left dozens of messages.
I really do need to talk to you.
Urgently pleading her case.
CD I gave you, are you hooked on it yet?
And I just would always say, not quite yet.
Melanie's reluctance baffled Mrs. B.
Can you imagine,
how
Lisa,
do you not love this song?
You have a neighbor, an old broad neighbor, who gives you a hokey pokey CD and Lisa follows up with daily calls
constantly
to get you to see if you're hooked as like she is?
Lisa, I'm going to send you the hottest song there is. I want you to listen to it. I know you were on the radio.
Yeah, trying to get me to play it on the radio.
You just see what you can do. You see what you can do with this one. I think your listeners, it's right up their alley. They're young whippersnappers. They're going to love this song.
I love how aggressive she was. It's like a record label person.
Yeah, I would hire her right now. Have you heard the new Creed?
Did you hear that toe tapper yet? Just spend some time with it.
Yeah.
It was called the Hokey Pokey. I think it's going to take the nation by storm.
That's right.
Listen to it. How can you hate that? Oh my God.
Listen, the verses are amazing, but when it gets to that chorus, listen to this. Those harmonies. That's what it's all about.
Wait till I get to the part where you gotta shake that foot.
Watch this. You see it? You see?
I really need you to give me a call back about the hokey pokey.
I gotta be honest with you. You're probably not going to have any more dates with Kiss unless you add the hokey pokey.
Yes or not.
I don't want to say that, but I just did.
That's Phyllis again. I don't know if you're ignoring me or if you hate me or if it's some kind of elderly neglect, but I really need you to listen to that CD I gave you. It's got a real sweet song called the Hokey Pokey. Give me a call back. It's Phyllis down the road. Hey! It's me, Phyllis. I was calling again to follow up with you about the Hokey Pokey CD I left you.
Put it in a boombox for you.
I want to know what your thoughts are on it. Maybe we take a walk and think about it. Hey, Phyllis, once again... You gotta listen to that song. I don't even know if I have the right number at this point.
No one is available to take your call.
What is it?
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
What is happening now?
Leave a message after the tone.
This is Phyllis.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi. That's me, Phyllis. Hey, the Hokey Pokey, have you heard about it? Fantastic song. I think you should spend some time with it. I'm just going to come over there. I'll see you in a bit.
Phyllis.
Oh, man.
Phyllis.
She won't give up. She kept calling that.
She
broad.
Did. She got aggressive. Like, it was totally record label style.
I have a memory of myself in preschool where we would play the Hokey Pokey. And I do remember loving it in preschool.
Really?
So maybe that's what's happening here.
Yeah, you go. You
revert
brain.
Back, right?
Oh, like, you so go back you go, to whatever made you happy.
That makes you so happy when you're in preschool, and then you get to be old, and you're like preschool again.
Maybe. Someone said it's worse than the local rappers that try and hand you their mixtape as you're walking out of a store.
Oh, yeah. That's never good.
Anyway, back to the story here from CBS News.
Song. Constantly.
I can see her name pop up on my phone, and I just thought, oh, it's the Hokey Pokey.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Mrs. B left dozens of messages.
Dozens.
I really do need to talk to you.
Urgently pleading her case.
CD I gave you, are you hooked on it yet?
And I just would always say, not quite yet.
Melanie's reluctance baffled Mrs. B.
You know, most people don't care really at all for the Hokey Pokey.
Really?
Really.
I find that very amazing.
Do you?
Still, she knew her crusade was all but lost.
Then one day, Mrs. B happened to mention that her birthday was coming up, her 93rd. And when Melanie heard that, she decided to embrace what she'd been resisting. Or to put it in Hokey Pokey parlance, she put her whole self in.
Shut up.
We made copies of the invitation, we rolled them in little scrolls, and we wrapped ribbons around them and traipsed up and down the street.
You put your whole self in.
What in the hell?
It was a Hokey Pokey flash mob.
Look at the old lady in the blue hair.
Her face was so big. It doesn't take that much to make someone's day.
She
and
says,
I
not
think
me.
We could all do a little more of it.
She's crying.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about.
Let's see the person in the room.
Steve Hartman, CBS News, on the road.
That interview was really funny. She was like, what the hell did you just say to me?
Yeah, I'm like, why is that guy telling her that no one likes this
most
song?
Most people don't care about the
he's trying
pokey.
To be this great guy, but then he tells her that most people... And listen, I don't think a lot of people... I don't have anything against the Hokey Pokey. I'm not a CD I'm going to grab. You know? But, I mean, I'd hate to break this woman's heart by telling, you know,
everybody hates the Hokey Pokey. You're the only one.
Oh, my God.
Why'd you say that? I guess because I'm an ass.
It's not still a thing, right? Like, kids today don't do it in school, do they? Or is it still going?
I would assume that if you're young enough, it's one of those things you probably, they might.
Didn't they do that at weddings and things? No.
Chicken
that,
dance. They do the chicken. Chicken. I don't remember really.
The shuffle. What's the? There's another.
Yeah, there's
Cupid
the
shuffle.
Cupid shuffle.
Cupid shuffle.
Detroit slide.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. I don't know. I don't. Hokey pokey. I haven't been at a Hokey Pokey wedding in a while.
Yeah, I mean,
Hokey Pokey was just learning like your rights and your lefts and stuff and
in school,
your
right?
Body parts in school. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are still preschool kids maybe doing the Hokey Pokey. I don't know if it's this guy's version.
I've just never heard of someone so fascinated by it and passionate about it that you hand out copies of the CD and then badger people on the telephone until
Phyllis
they get into it.
Be on the last stretch there.
She's going to do her final Hokey Pokey soon.
I agree.
She put her left foot.
She's going to put her left foot, right foot, left arm, right arm, right the coffin. Exactly.
Oh no!
I mean, I think
I got dark there.
I just was trying to figure out a way why she liked it so much. And I'm like, maybe her mind's going.
That's it. Yeah, that's definitely. What. It kind of is. You know, you go back to what makes you the happiest, the same stuff that made you happiest when you were in preschool.
Right. And that newscaster's just like, Hokey Pokey sucks. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Broke
no
my
one
heart.
Cares about it but you, bitch. Like, who knows what people, like, you might get obsessed with, I want to play Duck, Duck, Goose. Who wants to play Duck, Duck, Goose again?
Or like you said, the chicken dance. Imagine you go through a phase where you just are obsessed with the chicken dance.
Like, that's your favorite song? It's not great. Mm-mm. It's not great times ahead.
Oh, no. It really is not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. Has an ex ever hacked your account? And if so, what damage did they do or try to do? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Has an ex ever hacked your account? 1-855-954-6969. After you break up with someone, once you're done scrubbing all the photos of them from your social media accounts, a big reminder to change the passwords to all of your accounts as well. According to a new study, there's a good chance an ex could continue to log into your social media accounts and more, including apps that can track your location. 26% of people say they're still logged in to an ex's game streaming device or online news subscription. So that's more like saving money rather than stalking, right? That's just taking advantage of someone else paying for it.
Yeah.
But 25% are still logged on to an ex's photo sharing program or some service like Find My Friends. And that's a lot less innocent.
Hmm.
And 23% are still logged into an ex's online calendar. That's scary. They know every move you're going to make.
Yeah.
Social media, ride sharing services, so they know everywhere you're going. Music streaming services and video streaming services. There's 20% that can still access their ex's emails.
Yeah.
What an invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if the other person goes wacky.
Yeah. Yeah, in some regards, you should just completely, you know, clean slate it. You know, like just
wipe it all.
We'll just wipe it.
Get all.
Just wipe
stuff.
It. Just go sign up again for Netflix. Go, you know.
Oh, I see. You're like whole new accounts. Like just not even go, just changing passwords.
Yeah, forget it. You know, or you can just do my system, which is when an ex breaks up with you, they hate you. Never want anything else to do with you, are not interested in your life at all. Works every time. Flawless plan. You know, like they just don't care.
This person said, my ex hacked me and started blocking certain female friends that she thought were competition.
Oh, so man.
You probably wouldn't even know.
No, you wouldn't.
Right?
Until you did something, you were like, oh, I got to unblock. I don't know why that person. And then you look and there's like 20 names there. And I know I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So.
That's strange.
Let's go to Olivia with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hi, Olivia. We're talking about an ex hacking your accounts.
Yeah, I had an ex-best friend, and she was mad at me for some reason. I don't remember. And she went into my Spotify because she had it logged in on her phone, and she deleted hundreds and hundreds of songs of off my playlist that I had saved and downloaded.
Oh, it's not cool.
No.
No. It's a tragedy.
Were you able to get
them
back?
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
I had my favorite playlist, my ex-boyfriend, he had it on his phone, and that wasn't I was able to get back. But all the other ones, like my metal album, my country album, my every other album that I ever made, it was deleted, and I had to re-download all the songs.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like five years. Five years worth of downloading music.
No. That is awful.
Tragedy?
Yeah, well, you just never know who's going to turn on you in life.
No, you don't.
That's
you
the
don't
truth.
Know.
I'll tell you what, if any of you guys destroy any of my playlists, I'll be...
Damn it, I will have to download them all again!
Good luck trying to remember all those songs.
I can't remember those 80 songs, James.
You'll never remember them all.
We break up for 1 minute, and then he erases all of my classic hits.
It's just, it's Raining Man over and over again. You'll be fine. You can just download it. Put it back in. Wow, that's, some are hurt more than others.
I agree.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Metal album.
Gone. Yep.
Gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
What
to
am I
quickly be
do?
Returned as soon as I hit download again.
Yep.
Yes, not making light of anyone's situation. We'll move on next.
Yes.
Has an ex ever hacked your stuff?
It's a good start, Jason.
Amy and Cape Coral.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, there's a law that protects you against all that cyber stalking stuff, and I got him, and he was actually, he's in probation right now, lost his weapons and everything, but he hacked into, after I broke up with him the same day, he went into my Facebook, my email, and I lost 8 years of photographs of my children, which is what hurts me the most.
No, that's pretty bad.
That's
terrible.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks.
You can't just go down. So the lesson here is to change your passwords before you break up with someone.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
you have to
no,
know.
No, the thing was that I had gotten a new phone, and I left my old phone hidden in a drawer, and he found it. So on that phone, I had still I had my login information, so he just went in there and just put a whole bunch of stuff on there and then went in and changed the password. So I was never able to get in there. But I got him through the law of cyber stalking. And, he's paying for it now. Lost his weapon. He's got a year probation. So
that's good.
Yay, karma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not allowed to do it.
Such a petty, ridiculous thing to do, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Sure.
To take someone's personal stuff, like delete all the photos of their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Jay's with us in Boston. You had an ex-girlfriend who did something to you, right?
Yeah. She hacked into all my stuff, and she literally listens to our conversations all the time. I could be talking to my girlfriend about something that's between us, and I'll get a text message 5 minutes later about what I just said.
Hold on. How would she be hearing your personal conversations?
Dude, I don't know. I went to the police. I literally... Like, the other night, no kidding you, the other night, me and the girlfriend were talking about a house we were about to buy. And then 10 minutes later, we get a text message repeating every word that we said.
See,
does she have a
that makes me think she's got something. Like,
can you access,
on your phone?
Okay, listen to this. Can you access someone's, like, Alexa, or can you listen in a different room?
I have
can
no idea.
Can anyone use those devices to do something like that?
I don't have an Alexa. I don't have anything that. The only thing we have... our iPhones.
Yeah.
So and I've been, I don't know what she has. I don't know what she did, but she could probably text me afterwards about what's going on in this conversation.
Right. She'll probably be like, why were you talking to Dave and Chuck the Freak?
Get rid of that phone, right?
Or it's time to
I can't
factory reset.
Have you looked to see if there's any apps on there you're not familiar with? Should she install something in
your
phone?
If it's a good enough app, it'll be hidden. It won't even.
5 years. I literally broke up with the girl that I have now, which is going to be my future wife. And then 3 weeks later, my girlfriend now gets Facebook Messenger messages. She gets text messages.
Dude, she's either bugged your place or she's put some sort of
spy
app on your phone that she can listen in. You got to look into that further, dude.
So I took my phone to Sprint or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
They went through. There's no way she has apps on my phone. I've had the police to my house saying, if you were a girl and you called me, we'd arrest her. But there's nothing we can do for you. She knows things she shouldn't have a clue on.
Yeah, to me, I bet there's a bug in your place. That seems like it's a bug.
A couple text messages coming through saying she's cloned his phone. I don't know exactly what that means, but...
Well, I don't know what that means either.
I don't either. That's due to me, too.
Yeah, well, look into that, dude. You got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, that's creepy,
craziness.
Dude.
But she's probably listening to us right now, all the best to her and
how you
her
doing,
family.
Take
care.
Your phone and run it over.
Yeah. Run it. That's Lisa's solution. You get out of your car. You set your phone behind the
wheel. Go buy a new one.
And then
Lisa treats phones the way that James Bond treats phones, where every once in a while she's just like... she just gets a feeling. She's just like, snap.
Maybe someone's listening.
Crunch. Run it over. Get a new one.
Lenny, I destroyed another phone today.
I don't know. I got a bad feeling about it.
Someone's listening.
That's so long to put up with that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
5 years?
Well, to me, it's something else. Like, either that it's a clone type thing that we just don't understand that process, and that sucks.
Wow.
That sucks that no one can tell. But she's listening in.
Yeah, and she calls as soon as they're done speaking and be like, why are you going to buy a house?
That would creep me right out.
An ex-hacker
texted us saying,
yeah, Sriracha and heck, I don't know.
My ex cheated on me and got pregnant with another guy after being together for 5 years, but I had access to her social media accounts and would just post things like she cheats or I change her name to cheater.
Mm. Well, see,
you got her good.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I'd rather you do that than destroy someone's like memories of everything. Be like, you know, the old classic. Chuck is the greatest guy ever in the history of guys. Like, right. You put that as their thing. But the only problem is all of it's illegal. So you can't hack into someone's personal stuff. You will go, not maybe not to jail, but you can get in trouble.
Yeah. Someone else said, my ex hacked into my World of Warcraft account, deleted all of my characters except for one, and sent all my gold to her account. She's the mother of all ores.
Oh, that's why you don't play video games with girls. Mm. That's really like, why.
Probably spent a lot of money on all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Another one said, when I got divorced, my ex got my info, ran up $50,000 in credit card debt that I didn't know about until I had my credit ran when I was moving.
I feel like you should keep your eyeballs on those credit cards a little bit.
Could you imagine? She could have opened it in you know,
I guess
her name and sent to a different address.
Part of her debt now too, though.
If you can prove it,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
God, I'm so crazy about that. I probably check my credit score more than the average human being.
Oh, really?
Just to make sure that everything's kosher. And
I was always under the influence that if you checked it, then you got dinged or whatever.
No, it's like, not like that.
It's with my Express Autos. Yeah. You can check it.
And my
they'll remind you too. They'll go, time to look at your score.
Yeah. So you just go, they access it. It doesn't affect your score.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I don't have an American Express card.
I think other cards do it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bobby in Rhode Island talking about an ex hacking your accounts. Have you had it happen, Bobby?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
So my ex put an app on that is purposely for to do this thing to people, and it looked like one of the stock iPhone apps, like one of the just miscellaneous ones you have, and
yeah.
She had it on hers, and she could see my locations, my texts, and whenever I logged into Facebook or Snapchat, it would immediately tell her that I was on Snapchat or Facebook or whatever. So they do exist.
Okay. So
yeah,
there's ways to do it.
But yeah, the way
in on conversations though, that's totally different.
Well, the thing is maybe this guy doesn't realize, oh well, they talked about it too on, you know, on Snapchat or whatever, and if it's a keyboard recorder
text,
you know, like a text or whatever, it sends her all the texts, and so she knows at least loosely everything that's going on.
So many people are calling in about this. Spencer, you had the same thing happen with an ex?
Oh, I have. I actually just broke up with this girl because of it. She was actually listening to my conversations when I wasn't even on the phone, like using the microphone to listen to my conversations. And it was an application that she had paid like $300 for like 4 months, and she has total access to my phone. I don't know the name of the app or anything like that, but dude, it totally controlled my whole life. Like, I thought somebody's listening to me 24/7. Like, I mean, it's just crazy. So I finally had to get rid of her. Yeah, it's horrible.
I had no idea things like that existed.
I didn't either.
No.
That's nuts. And you, $300, like, why would that even be for sale in the App Store? You know?
Brutal.
It's illegal. They'd have to download it in the App Store, wouldn't they?
I would think so.
Yeah, but I bet it's like, it's sold
being
as monitor your child's behavior. You know, like that's, I almost guarantee it's like to listen to your own personal family's conversations. You know, like, and then because the scary thing about this is someone has to have access to your phone. They have to be able to log in and they have to download it onto your phone. So then they have to be able to...
Which most couples have access to each other's devices.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's dumb. Don't do that.
No, I think it's pretty normal. Kat's in Warren. How you doing, Kat?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have you ever had an ex hack your accounts?
Yeah, actually, he has an iPhone, too. And so he logged into my iPhone from his. And I store all my passwords hidden in my phone because I can't remember anything. And, you know, when you're out, you can't remember anything. So it's in my phone. Well, he took everything, and I was doing adult entertainment at the time. So he even put my addresses on the sites that I was doing adult entertainment on.
Oh, so you're online diddling yourself, and he's putting out your personal information.
Wow.
Yeah, the worst thing is we have two kids together that live in the same address.
Yeah, well, some guys are stupid.
Damn. Brutal. Were you able to do anything about it?
I called the police, like, several times, and there wasn't anything they said they could do. Even though the police were standing there, and he was calling my phone, like, back to back to back. They're like, is that him? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, answer it and say the cops are here. I'm like, he won't believe me.
And put them on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I did, but he thought it was like a friend or something.
Oh, yeah. 'Cause
like I was so paranoid from him doing that I had like friends over all the time. So he thought it was just a friend and there was nothing they could do. They just kept taking reports.
Yeah, I mean, that's the scary thing about all of these type of scenarios.
You still doing that diddling stuff or no?
Sure. No. Like, I have a full-time job, so I don't need to do it. I was only doing it because, like, when I kicked them out, I was trying to support both of our kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I still don't get anything from him.
Well, no, so, I figured that, yeah.
What side are you using?
I paid my house off, so I got, like, more money to spend for them now.
Yeah.
They must have been quite the diddler. What site were you using?
Well, I was just doing, like, cam sites, like Chatterbait, because it was before this whole, like, OnlyFans or whatever it's called is up.
Yeah.
But he also, like, that one guy was saying that, like, his ex always knew what they were talking about. So did he. Like, I think he had something on my phone.
Yeah,
did
you?
He was also a hacker. So, like, what happened was he got all my passwords because he waited for me to fall asleep. And with your, you know, with your thumbprint, he can just get it.
Oh, yeah.
So he just did my thumbprint at night and got everything.
Damn, girl, you pass out.
Yeah.
Someone pulled
me. Man, I know.
Pulled my thumb up in my sleep. I'd be like, what's happening?
I know, right?
But you diddled your way to a paid-off house? Did I hear you correctly?
That's what she did.
Well, my house was already halfway paid off when I ended up paying for everything.
A halfway paid-off house?
Yeah.
Diddle
away.
What? Why aren't we all just jerking it?
Well, not all of us are the best.
And so now with this OnlyFans thing, I'm like, dang, I got to go back.
Right. I mean, I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just saying like that. Pay off your house with your fingers.
That's
on
not
your
just
genitals.
Your fingers. Yes. Yep. No, like there are girls that make money on there. There are girls that make no money on there.
Right. Couldn't pay off a dollhouse.
Yeah, and I mean, like, when you see that it's like, wow, someone just tipped 10,000 tokens, and then you crunch the numbers, and you're like, that is $40. Hmm. You know, or even less. Like, I don't know how much, you know. It's like $1 buys 4 tokens, something like that. And then the site gets half of that money. So, like, when you really crunch the numbers, it's incredibly hard to be very successful.
So, the lesson learned is change everything if you break up with someone immediately. In fact, if you know you're going to break up with someone, change it before you break up with them.
I like Lisa's idea better.
Or just run over your phone and hope it all works out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.